Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
There's Ferry in the contest. Here's Saunders. Gets the handball to Jetta. Paddles back to Knott. Left foot snap from Knott. And WA have got 2 in 2 minutes.
Got involved there as a witness. Anyway, the ball back down the line and WA surging forward again through Saunders. Kick to space, kick in Hope. And Hope's good right now for WA. Outstanding from Saunders.
Big pack of players, and here's the aforementioned Saunders.
I say momentum, he's that type of player. He gets his confidence up.
The fall, it's Bolton. Squeeze the kick forward. Saunders again, surely not a fourth. No, he'll dish one off. Bradshaw joins the party.
WA again with quick ball movement. The dangerous Jetta at the back. One-on-one. Wants to slip Newman. Boot to ball. It's brilliant from Leroy.
It's a kind bounce. He'll get it. Jetta on the scene. Boy. Chopped off Wheeler. This'll hurt. That hurts big time.
And the Vicks now hold it in their forward half. Manning a big kick. Huge fly by Knott. What a mark. Spills to O'Shea. The Vicks under enormous pressure down back. Just don't seem to have enough numbers down there. Bradshaw, Saunders, goal!
In the space where Jai Bolton has seemingly lived all day, has a bounce, can run through the pain of 50, set sail for home, and cap a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful homecoming for Bolton. Chopped off, turned over, and that is all she wrote. WA has an historic 63-point win on the road against the VFL.
It's taken 113 years, 24 attempts, but finally, Western Australia have beaten Victoria in a state game in Victoria. And didn't they do it in style?
It's a special state game edition of the Monday Waffle. First time victory for WA in the East in 113 years. Poppy, Luke, what are your thoughts?
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it? It was so exciting to see them get up.
You see the like emotion in their faces at when the siren went. They were jumping all over each other.
I know, but it was all over by three-quarter time. They looked so strong all day.
Just giving you the score for WA's historic victory over Victoria in Victoria on the weekend was 2014, 134 for WA to 10-11, 71 for Victoria. Just some of the goal kickers. Ben Saunders, outstanding game for him. He had 6 goals. Hayden Schloyth and Jack Bradshaw both had 3 apiece. Leroy Jetta and Wheeler from Subiaco had 2 apiece. Aaron Black had 1. So did Jai Bolton. Tony Knott and Ryan Cook also had a single goal. For Victoria, you had Switoski and Lyle had 2. O'Sullivan, Gibbons, Hanson, Templeton, Daly and Ferry all had single digits.
Tony Knott also, as well as kicking that goal, he took an absolute screamer.
Like Liam Ryan.
That's exactly right.
He's trying to impersonate him.
I know. Not successfully, though. Liam Ryan's still got the wood on him, I think.
It would have been great to see Liam Ryan playing this game.
I know.
I was surprised
he
wasn't
getting rested. He was getting rested. Obviously, they want him for the second half of the year. And I think Subiaco's season in the Waffles is a bit more important for them. So that's what they were thinking of.
It's a fair call. There was one downside, though, to such a good win. Kyle Anderson dislocated shoulder in a marking contest.
Didn't
and was done
good
for the day. No, you could tell. You saw on the replays when he fell down, he looked straight at it, and you could see in his face, he was just, he was very upset, and then he was trying to hide it and everything as he walked off the field, but you could just tell he was done for the day.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't keep him out for too long in the season, but it didn't look good.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Monday Waffle for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
We do have to talk about one Ben Saunders, who kicked 6 goals in a personal best for him.
But it could have been a much better personal best if he kicked straight with those 7 behinds.
Oh, it's not good.
13 kicks and all 13 of his kicks were shots on goal. So it's a very impressive performance from Ben Saunders, and he won the best on ground for the day.
And deserved so. He even took a few good hangers.
He was definitely West Australia's best on ground, but I don't think he strayed very far from the forward 50.
I don't think I saw him outside of it at all, probably outside the goal square. Is that close all the time?
This is Poppy's Picks on the Monday Waffle.
It's that time of the podcast. It's time for Poppy's Picks. Bit of a tricky round this round, actually. So I'm going to go with Subi to get over Peel. I'm going to go with Perth to get over Swan Districts just because they're at Lathlain Park. I think bit of home ground. I'm going to tip West Perth over East Perth, which hurts me, but I'll have to do it. I need to climb the tipping ladder a bit. And I think I'm going to go South Fremantle to beat East Fremantle. What about you, Luke?
I'm going to go with all the away teams this week. So it's pretty much just like I'm not even picking at all. So Subiaco over Peel, Swan Districts over Perth, West Perth over East Perth, and South Fremantle over East Fremantle.
I'm going to do similar, but I'm going to change one thing. So I'm going Subi over Peel, Swans over Perth, East Perth will beat West Perth. I have no logical reason why I'm going to do that. I just feel like I have to do something different. And South Fremantle will pummel East Perth.
East Fremantle.
Look, either way, South Fremantle will pummel whoever they verse.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a safe way to end it.
And East Fremantle will be pummeled by whoever they verse.
Yeah, that's a fair call. just quickly for those games, the times. So Peel, Thunder, Subi and Perth Swan Districts will be on Saturday, June the 3rd at 2:15 each at Bendigo Bank and Lathlain, respectively. And then East Perth, West Perth, East Frio, South Frio will be on Monday, the 5th of June, 2:10 and 2:15.
WA Day.
Yeah.
WA Day footy.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
That's it for another episode of the Monday Waffle. Quick note, we won't see you next Monday. It'll be next Tuesday because of WA Day. Hope you have a good day then. I'm Jared Gardner.
I'm Luke Shipway.
I'm Poppy Penny, and you've been listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.